Passion is at the heart and soul of a happy and successful business. This is episode 25 of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, and on today's episode, I'm going to share with you 10 ways to bring value to others while at the same time getting your passion fired up. And I'm going to start us off by sharing a quote from this week's victory letter from the fabulous Danielle Laporte, who said in her book, White Hot Truth, "Passion illuminates the darkness." And just as a quick side note, if you're interested in subscribing to the Victory Letter, you can do so at victorycircles.com/Victory Letter. It's something I send out every Monday morning to just add a little extra inspiration into your life. So what I know for sure for myself is that during those times in my life, when passion has eluded me, the darkness has been very real indeed. As I record this podcast, Valentine's Day, that annual time of year that we celebrate love, is only a few short days away. And what is at the core of love but passion? That deep, intense enthusiasm that can take over our emotions when we love others as well as loving our work and play that we do each day to make a difference in the world. And what I have come to fully discover is that work actually becomes play when passion is involved at the core of it. Passion comes into play for not only ourselves, but for others when we're adding value to the lives of the people we connect with, both personally and professionally. I gotta say, it just makes the living pretty grand when we have passion as part of what we do. So let's step back in time a little bit. I won't go too far for too long. And I want to share with you that after selling my very first business of 16 years, Business Answers, back in 1999, it was a business services company that I provided support in a variety of ways for small business owners and entrepreneurs. I got bitten pretty hard by the bug to become a business coach. I loved the concept, the idea, and I knew how much it would have benefited me if I would have had a business coach when I first started my business, and along the way would have saved me so many tears and so much money along the way. And I loved working with entrepreneurs and knew that the pain and struggle of taking this road in life and how I wanted to help others along their journey. My desire was to lighten the load for my fellow entrepreneurs, both those who were seasoned in business and those who were just starting out. Enrolling in the school that Thomas Leonard founded, Coach University, I was surprised, and honestly, I was a little bit annoyed at first because we weren't deep diving into purely business tools as I had come to think of them. We were diving into a lot, and I mean a lot, of mindset tools. And what I've come to learn over my many classroom hours, workshop hours, I am a total learning junkie, I will tell you that. And applying these methodologies to really now thousands of businesses over the years since I became a coach is that mindset, of course, is everything. And the passion behind the mindset is what fuels us, especially when things aren't going so well. Yeah, especially in our darkest moments. So one of the tools that became a cornerstone for me was Thomas's book, The Portable Coach. It actually was one of our textbooks as soon as I began my official coaching certification, again, all those years ago. And in my office, which I have hundreds of books, I recently picked up off my bookshelf and began to once again devour the core elements that Thomas wrote about all those years ago. He wrote this book, The Portable Coach, along with Byron Larson, who assisted him with the writing elements of the book. And today I thought I would share with you Thomas's top 10 ways. Yes, I have to tell you that Thomas loved top 10s. We always had them throughout everything we were learning. They're always the top 10s. that add value for the sheer joy of it for those you come in contact with. So think about how you currently are adding value and the passion that it brings. Because what I've learned so fully over these years is the importance of the value we give to others only adds to the passion we feel in our business. Or as I used to always say to my children as they were growing up, caring is sharing. I'll just do a quick note here too that I was really pleasantly surprised. Another book that I'm reading right now is Gary Vaynerchuk's new book, Crushing It. The tagline of that book being how great entrepreneurs build their businesses and influence, and how you can too. And in that book, Gary brings up passion as one of the first important elements. Yay, Gary. And I'm going to share more about that really great book because it's worth a podcast, I think, all in itself in an upcoming podcast with you. So keep a lookout for that. But in the meantime, let's dive into Thomas's top 10 ways to add value. All right, so number one is to find out what the other person places a high value on. Sometimes we get so involved, especially when we're looking at marketing and that kind of thing and what we think other people want, that we forget the key element of asking. So what can you do that will add value to others, and how can you go about asking them and really expand your wisdom in that target audience? One of the things I talk about a lot in my workshops is target audience, and of the people that you love serving the most, what do they have high value on and what's most important to them? Number two is, what brings you joy? Think about in your day, what brings you joy? What it might be, intellectual pursuits, giving to others, solving problems, designing something. Like, what is it in your core element of your work that you do and play, because work can become play, that you enjoy doing? So think about that. Number three is, find ways to broadcast what you have or know without a cost to yourself. Now think about this. Thomas wrote this book in 1998, and he talks a little bit, because the internet was pretty new back then in the distribution. Thomas, or any of us for that matter, had no idea about what was to explode in front of us. And so, you know, the tools that we've been given over these last 20 years, and even in the last 5 years, are amazing. Podcasts such as you're listening to right now, YouTube, etc., have given us opportunities to become our own broadcasters. So how can you better share your message with the world, which was number three back in the day, and really is an important way to go today. Number four, stop trying to sell, convince, enroll, or hype yourself or what you have to offer. The power of attraction really comes to life when you're not always trying to sell something, right? When you're really trying to engage with someone, engagement is the new way of selling. It's the way of really honestly caring about what someone else's needs are and not trying to sell to them all the time. I call it spooing all over. Yeah, and that's spooing, S-P-E-W-I-N-G, spooing all over someone when you are trying to get your point or idea across to them because you're so interested in what you have to say that you're not interested in what they have, going back to that number two element, right? You're not caring enough about what they want. And so stop pushing. Stop really being in people's face and really start listening. Because when you start to listen and start to engage with people, it's amazing what can happen. So that's number four. Number five, help others create tremendous value from what you provide. And I'll quote here, right here, what Thomas says right out of the book. He said that just as you can fill your mouth so full of food that it's hard to chew and swallow, you can overwhelm your customers and potential customers with too much value, right? You just give so much that they can't even consume it all. So it's really learning what's enough, what's not enough. You might be sending, you know, it's one thing I've really been working on in my victory letter over the years is just shortening it up a bit. What's the right element of words to send every week to everyone? And so it's really looking at that and how do you show your customers and potential customers how to make the most of what you can provide and really do it in bite-sized pieces so they can absorb what you have to say. Number six is don't get your personal needs met by attempting to add value to others. So this is really interesting, is that adding value is an attractive mantra, but it becomes less attractive, as Thomas says, when it's simply a way to get your needs met. And when you recognize that you're playing the angles with somebody, holding a hidden agenda in your back pocket, like the old soul song says, smiling faces sometimes don't tell the truth. We've all been manipulated a time or two along the way, right? Which makes some of us hold back a little bit because we never want to be that manipulator. But remember, it's always a win-win situation. So make sure that everyone's getting their needs met. Number seven is to match what you have to the people who want it and need it. Customize it. This is where coming in and really increasing the value of what you deliver, again, more than ever before in my years of business, which have been, you know, over 30, well, close to 35 at this point in time, that we've been able to do it in so many ways, but is to customize it, to find out what works exactly for you. Really being the master of your, not only your trade of what you do, but how you get that message of what you do out into the world. Number eight is get in sync with a large trend and move forward to the head of it. So man, this is so true in our today's world, because things are changing so quickly. You know, who would have guessed social media would have taken off as it has, and the trends that happen in social media. And if you've been finding yourself holding back to make sure that a certain social media, it's like Instagram right now, those people that jumped onto Instagram, Facebook, etc., are killing it right now, who stayed consistent with it all this time and are really moving forward with it. So what have you been holding back from in trends because you're afraid it might not really take off, because then when it does take off, you're not taking off with it. So move forward to the head of it and really work with those trends. Number nine is to put people together in networks that mean a lot to them. Seth Godin, who is someone who I also really admire, if you haven't read Seth Godin's work, I highly recommend it. We'll have to do a podcast around Seth one of these days soon. But he calls it, you know, building a tribe. It's building that tribe of like-minded people around you in order to really understand their needs and wants and to have that tribe work together. It's an awesome thing. Seth used the example of the Grateful Dead. And my husband is a major Deadhead, has been over the years. And I guess I kind of am vicariously through him. But it's amazing to me at the Grateful Dead concerts, now called Dead and Company, that how they have built such a tribe of devoted fans for over 40 years. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So what's the kind of tribe that you would like to build in a network that really means a lot to you and it means a lot to them as well? And finally, of course, Thomas had to say this, is to become a coach and or master the full set of coaching skills. So what is it that you know that you can coach other people in? You might not need to be a business coach as I am, but that you're coaching people in whatever your product or service is. If you clean carpeting, how you're coaching those people around you to have the best and cleanest carpets that there are. Don't know why I just thought of carpeting, but I did. And so that might be something to really get engaged As a coach, think of yourself as a coach in whatever you do. And I love the thought of that as I wrap up these ideas. From one of my mentors along the way, Thomas Leonard. And I think that the importance of even thinking about Thomas right now is that his life was cut way too short. He died at 55 a number of years ago now. And so much of himself he left behind because he took the effort. And none of us know right when the final curtain will close on our life story. So if you've been waiting for tomorrow for that passion to happen, what if that tomorrow doesn't come, right? Not to be gloom and doom, but that we have today, we know that. So what is it, what's one thing you could do today to start moving towards your passion again if you've lost it, or to start searching for your passion? If I can help you in any way, please go to thevictorycircles.com. I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to talk to you and see how I might assist you on your journey, or, you know, reach out to someone you know, like, and trust that you think can help you. If you've had a mentor along the way that you haven't talked to in a long time, reach out, do something today to pick yourself up and move forward. A quote I will leave you with on today's podcast is from Alfred Lord Tennyson that you've probably heard before. And he said, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it and share your feedback. Would love again to hear from you, and let us know anything else you'd like to hear, or perhaps people that we could get in that you'd like to have us interview here on The Courage to Be the Difference. And remember, each and every one of us does have within us the courage to be the difference. Until next time, here's to your successes and victories.